Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009. 6 injured by Israeli army fire in Gaza while Israeli settlers continue their attacks in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday at dawn, 4 Palestinians suffered minor injuries after the Israeli army fired artillery shells at open areas in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources said that all 4 injured sustained light wounds after they had been hit by fragments of shells. Eyewitnesses reported that the army fired several shells at different areas in northern Gaza. Also in Gaza, the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah movement, reported that 2 of its fighters were wounded on Wednesday at dawn during clashes with Israeli forces near the Al-Hawuz area in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The brigades added that the 2 injured fighters were moved to a local hospital. It stated that its fighters clashed with Israeli forces operating in northern Gaza and added that the fighters will counter all Israeli assaults and will retaliate to the ongoing Israeli crimes in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The brigades also claimed responsibility for firing 3 RPG shells on Tuesday evening at a number of Israeli tanks located near the Gaza border. A group of Israeli settlers attacked on Wednesday afternoon a Palestinian driver near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Witnesses said that settlers from the nearby Yitzhar settlement stopped the truck driver and then beat him up. They added that the driver escaped with cuts and bruises. Extremist Israeli settlers carried out a series of violent attacks against Palestinian residents and orchards near Nablus this week. On Monday at dawn, 6 Palestinians were wounded by settlers' fire. One of the wounded suffered serious injuries. The settlers also burned acres of farmlands planted with wheat, barley and olive trees. The settlers carried out their attacks after the Israeli army evacuated an illegal outpost that was installed near a large settlement in the Nablus district. On Wednesday, also near Nablus, the Israeli military announced that all military checkpoints around the city will be closed military zones and only humanitarian cases will be allowed to cross. On Tuesday, one soldier was moderately wounded after he was stabbed by a Palestinian youth at the Huwara roadblock near the city of Nablus. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell and Ghassan Banour.